Listening Library presents The Lions of Little Rock by Kristen Levine. Read for you by Julia Whalen. 1. The High Dive. I talk a lot, just not out loud where anyone can hear. At least I used to be that way. I'm no chatterbox now, but if you stop me on the street and ask me directions to the zoo, I'll answer you. Probably. If you're nice, I might even tell you a couple of different ways to get there. I guess I've learned it's not enough to just think things. You have to say them, too. Because all the words in the world won't do much good if they're just rattling around in your head. But I'm getting ahead of myself. To understand me and how I've changed, I need to go back to 1958. It was a beautiful day in September, and I was standing on top of a diving board. The blue sky was reflected in the water below, the white board felt scratchy under my feet, and the smell of hot dogs wafted up from the snack stand. It was a perfect summer day, the kind you see in the movies, and I was positive I was going to throw up. You see, it wasn't just any high dive. Oh, no. It was the super huge 5-meter-high platform diving board, the tallest at Fair Park Swimming Pool, probably the highest in all of Little Rock. It might have even been the highest in all of Arkansas, which wouldn't have been a problem if I hadn't been afraid of heights. But I was. Sally McDaniels had told me she was going to jump off and asked if I wanted to come too. Everyone over the age of 10 had already jumped off the board a dozen times that summer, except for me, and I was practically 13. It was